For months, we've been hearing bleak stories of businesses struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic, but one exception is a unique cafe in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood. Trickleby Cafe's mission is not about profit, but to create community. Customers pay what they can for made-from-scratch meals. Since opening 4 years ago, donations of funds and food the menu is built around have kept Trickleby afloat. Now the business seems not just to be surviving, but thriving. We step into Trickleby Cafe to see what makes it tick. It's early morning, and the aroma of roasted pumpkin and parsnip soup is already wafting through Trickleby Cafe's kitchen. Executive Director Christy Melby Gibbons says when the cafe opened in 2016, it was Milwaukee's first pay-what-you-can cafe.
We wanted to be heavy on the plants and local produce and offer a healthy option.
Within a year, Trickleby went totally vegan. Melby Gibbons says some people questioned the cafe's location at 45th and North.
People have said, why don't you go to like Madison, where this is kind of trendy, or go to the east side of Milwaukee, where this would be really like the spot for all the, you know, the artsy people.
Melby Gibbons explains Trickleby wasn't conceived to make money, but to make a difference.
Places where there's true need for food, healthy food, affordable food. So we said, let's go right in the middle of it.
The cafe is in a building that was a bakery back in the 1910s. By the time Melby Gibbons spotted it, it had been vacant for a decade. It took a full year to bring it back to life. Although she was new to town, Melby Gibbons, a natural connector and ordained Moravian Church minister, found people to help.
We were walking around the neighborhood and meeting people, so neighbors started to come in. Youth started to get curious about what we were doing and come and help paint the walls.
One neighbor Melby Gibbons made a point of repeatedly running into was Yatisha Brown, who had just started a soap-making business. The two met at an artisan's market, and Melby Gibbons thought Brown was a great candidate for Trickleby's advisory board. Here's Brown's response.
After seeing her, like, the second time, she was like, I would like you to consider being a part of our board. And I was like, huh? I was like, lady, I don't know you. She was like, why don't you just come look at the place, right?
Brown looked, liked what she saw, and joined the board. It was then Melby Gibbons learned Brown's talents include being a gifted cook. Brown explains.
She was like, you're down the street, it's so convenient. You should think about it, just be our cook. And I was like, nah.
Brown did succumb. Every day she comes up with a new lunch menu. Brown describes her job as serving people love on a plate.
The ability to be able to feed someone to me is a ministry of love. And I don't think we really understand what that looks like, especially if you've never experienced food insecurity. You never get to experience the, oh my God, this tastes good, or this fed my soul.
Brown says that's what happens at Trickleby Cafe.
I know for sure this place being here has been a great help to this community.
Brown worried when the pandemic forced the cafe to shut down for 2 full months last spring. But to her surprise,
June 3rd was like our first day back. And it was surprising that within like the first week, we were serving like 50 to 60 people a day.
Twice the size of their lunch crowd pre-pandemic. And though Trickleby for now is strictly curbside carryout, business has remained steady. Still, Brown misses serving customers the way she believes they should be.
When you get to plate someone's food and you know them, right? And you know what they like and what they don't like and how they would like something, and what, you know what I mean? And so you don't really get to add that same touch when it's to go. And sometimes their food is not as hot as I would want it to be.
Maybe that loving attention is helping the cafe ride out the pandemic storm. Up until this year, Trickleby was sustained primarily by grants. Executive Director Christy Melby Gibbons says something has shifted.
Like 60% of our income comes from individual contributors who just believe in what we're doing. That was kind of mind-blowing for me because it used to be very different. We used to be like 80% grant.
And Melby Gibbons says they've received food donations like never before.
We had a farmer bring pallets and pallets of heirloom tomatoes. We sauced like 30 quarts of sauce. I mean, that'll last us through the winter.
She says neighbors play an important role too.
We find more families coming in and ordering for their entire families. So we used to have one or two meals going out per person, but now people are coming and saying six of everything.
Melby Gibbons says they've always paid what they can.
But interestingly, I think our average is up per meal what people are giving right now. Or they volunteer their time.
There's lots more to this story. Trickleby recently purchased the building it's been renting for 4 years and will be able to double its seating. So one day when the doors open again, Melby Gibbons says more people will have the chance to experience the sense of community the cafe is striving to nurture. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.